anymore. Look, there's stuff she's got to do. There's stuff we've got to do, according to you. Who says what we got to do has to wait on what she's got to do? And Goblin jumped on me, with both feet.
We put up with your infatuation for about 20 years, Croaker, he exaggerated, because it was amusing, something to ride you about when times got boring. But it ain't nothing I mean to get killed over, I abso-damn-lutely guarantee, even if she makes us all field marshals.
I warded a flash of anger. It was hard, but Goblin was right. I had no business hanging around there, keeping everyone at maximum risk. The longer we waited, the more certain it was that something would go sour. We were having enough trouble getting along with the tower guards, who resented our being so close to their mistress after having fought against her for so many years. "We ride out in the morning," I said. "My apologies. I was elected to lead the company, not just Croaker. Forgive me for losing sight of that." Crafty old Croaker. One Eye and Goblin looked properly abashed. I grinned. "So go get packed. We're gone with the morning sun." She wakened me in the night. For a moment, I thought. I saw her face. She had heard. She begged me to stay just one more day, or two at the most. She did not want to be here any more than we did, surrounded and taunted by all that she had lost. She wanted to go away, to go with us, to remain with me, the only friend she'd ever had. She broke my heart. It sounds sappy when you write it down in words, but a man has to do what a man has to do. In a way, I was proud of me. I did not give an inch. "There is no end to it," I told her. "There'll always be just one more thing that has to be done. Katovar gets no closer while I wait. Death does. I value you, too. I don't want to leave. Death lurks in every shadow in this place. It writhes in the heart of every man who resents my influence. It was that kind of empire, too, and in the past few days a lot of old Imperials were given cause to resent me deeply. You promised me dinner at the gardens in Opal. I promised you a lot more than that, my heart said. Aloud, I replied, so I did, and the offer still stands, but I have to get my men out of here. I turned reflective while she turned uncharacteristically nervous. I saw the fires of schemes flickering behind her eyes, being rejected. There were ways she could manipulate me, we both knew that, but she never used the personal to gain political ends. Not with me, anyway. I guess each of us, at some time, finds one person with whom we are compelled toward absolute honesty. One person whose good opinion of us becomes a substitute for the broader opinion of the world. And that opinion becomes more important than all our sneaky, sleazy schemes of greed, lust, self-aggrandizement, whatever we are up to while lying the world into believing we are just plain nice folks. I was her truth object, and she was mine. There was only one thing we hid from one another, and that was because we were afraid that if it came into the open, it would reshape everything else, and maybe shatter that broader honesty. Are lovers ever honest? I figure it'll take us 3 weeks to reach Opal.